This superstar was a struggling songwriter when he got together with another upstart Nashville writer. The idea for a cheating song came up, but with a twist. His partner said, "What if we write a song about somebody who's cheating on his wife, and every time he does it, it lightnings and thunders?" But the singer thought it was a joke. But they talked about it, began writing, finished it that day. Then they tried to get Reba McEntire and Tanya Tucker to record it. Tanya was actually the first to do that, but at the time, she was working on a greatest hits album and decided to wait and put it on her next album. Well, by that time, the singer was establishing himself as an artist, so he asked Tanya Tucker for the song back, and she said yes. He recorded it for his second album, which went on to sell about 18 million copies. The song's music video stirred some controversy because it included a third verse with the theme of domestic violence. Both TNN and CMT banned the video. However, VH1 began playing it, and Women's Shelters thanked the record company for raising awareness of domestic violence. In October of 1991, the clip was awarded the CMA Video of the Year. That's the story behind the song by Garth Brooks, "The Thunder Rolls."